Meanwhile, Islamabad will review its cooperation with the United States as a result of a recent drone strike that has killed Pakistani pro-Taliban leader Hakimullah Massoud. This was announced by the country's interior minister, who described the attack as a murder of peace. Kamran Yusuf has the details in this report.
There seems to be no end to the U.S. assassination drone strikes in Pakistan. But the latest attack threw Pakistan government's efforts to seek peace with pro-Taliban militants into serious doubts. The deadly drone strike that took place in North Waziristan Agency on the 1st of November killed Pakistani Taliban chief Hakimullah Massoud.
Just hours before his killing, Massoud was believed to have agreed to strike a peace deal with Pakistan. A three-member team of government mediators was scheduled to travel to the tribal areas on Sunday to start dialogue with militants, but talks have now been called off.
At a news conference in Islamabad, Pakistan's interior minister accused the United States of sabotaging the peace process.
Very serious attack on the peace process, and we still pursued the peace process. We hope that in the same spirit, the peace process will go on. And this effort which has been made to detract the peace process, I hope, will fail.
Many experts believe that chances of any peace deal with pro-Taliban militants are all but over due to the relentless U.S. drone campaign in the tribal belt.
The Taliban chief, Mr. Hakimullah Massoud, as we know, has been killed by the United States in a drone attack in the tribal areas. When he was actually conducting the conference of his commanders and members as to how to start a negotiating process with the government. And this is a clear act of sabotage of the negotiating process that was about to start today. And it's a major attack on the stability of Pakistan by the United States.
Pakistan has summoned the U.S. ambassador to Islamabad and lodged a strong protest over the latest attack. Opposition parties are also calling on the government to move beyond condemnation and take practical steps to stop such violations. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.
To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Sayed Tariq Pirzada, who is a political analyst who's joining us live now from Islamabad. Mr. Pirzada, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you assess this latest drone strike that killed Hakimullah Massoud? Was this a murder of peace?
Well, number one, the peace process, as you now heard in your report, was about to start. That was a day before yesterday. Right on the verge of this negotiating process, the U.S. drone strikes killed the chief of the Tehrik-e-Taliban in Pakistan. He was the chief of 37 different groups. And therefore, the peace talks are now definitely stalled. If they are not permanently over, the country is on the verge of a new wave of militancy and explosions. Because there are two, three things that I am noticing. Number one, Mr. Nawaz Sharif, who was absent from the country, who was in London, he has so far not fully denounced the United States on this act of assassinating peace in Pakistan. He has not done so. So the Taliban are not going to get the right message on the determination of the government to continue the peace process. Number two, the government has to take steps to remove the doubt that the government of Pakistan is not in collusion with the United States on the issue of the assassination of Mr. Hakimullah Massoud. And one of the steps they have to take, actually a number of steps that they have to take, is they should have expelled the U.S. ambassador from Pakistan immediately. They should have stopped the CIA structure that is operating in Pakistan, that is a structure that gathers intelligence information, and part of that leads up to the drone strikes in tribal areas. Number three, they should have directly protested at the official level with the United States. They have not raised this issue so far. All they have done is they have summoned that ambassador in Islamabad and handed him over a demarche. And this is a very nominal, course of protesting against anything that happens anywhere in the world. So we don't see Islamabad reacting in a way that would send a very strong signal to the Taliban that, look, do not continue militancy, let's talk peace, and we'll reach a settlement despite the U.S. becoming a problem. They have to take certain steps.
Indeed. Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now. That was Mr. Sayed Tariq Pirzadeh speaking to us live from Islamabad. Sir, we do appreciate your insight.